Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 7th. A state senator is partnering with a group that is bringing industrial hemp to Montrose County. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Paradox Ventures, LLC, finished planting some 10 acres of industrial hemp last week in western Montrose County. Their target number is to have somewhere around 14,000 plants. State Senator Don Corum, a Republican that represents District 6, which includes Montrose, is spearheading the effort that includes building and opening a new hemp processing facility in Nucla. Corum spoke with KVNF News and said that his venture is one of many legal industrial hemp projects taking hold in Montrose County, the North Fork Valley, and in other areas along the western slope.
Yeah, there's actually several hemp operations around Montrose, and we just happen to be one. But we're also we're in the process of building a processing facility over in Nucla.
Paradox Ventures also planted 10,000 hemp plants near Ogden Road in eastern Montrose County. Both fields are to supply the processing facility Corum and his partners are bringing online in Nucla. The processing facility will be located in the old Nucla Elementary School building. It is under construction and could be coming online in September. As many as 6 people could be employed there. Industrial hemp is a distant cousin of marijuana, but has nowhere near the levels of THC, marijuana's psychoactive ingredient. To be legal under Colorado law, the concentration of THC can be no more than 0.3% on a dry weight basis, according to the Colorado Department of Agriculture. The department does not have jurisdiction over the processing, sale, and distribution of industrial hemp. Those items are regulated by state law. Along with recreational marijuana, industrial hemp was legalized in Colorado with the passage of Amendment 64 in 2012. Regulations and oversight on the burgeoning new hemp industry have been slow in coming and are in a constant state of change, making it a learning process for growers and officials who regulate it. Corum told KVNF News that while it's a learning process and the oversight process continues to evolve, most of the regulations on industrial hemp are now sorted out and 2 key decisions settled its legality.
There's a couple of situations. One, in California and Washington State, and this was not on hemp, this was on medical marijuana, the Department of Justice tried to shut them down, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimous that as long as it is approved by the voters of those states and they're not breaking any state laws, Department of Justice has no standing. And then if you go into the Robacher-Farr Amendment, it's been in since 2014 when hemp became legal in the 2014 Farm Bill. And it says that the Department of Justice has no funding to pursue these situations.
After processing, the entire hemp plant can be used, seeds, oil, and stalks, for everything from cosmetics to clothing and paper, even building materials and biofuel. Hemp oil is also used to make medicinal products like salves and ointments and edibles. Corum views the project as an economic driver for the region, which suffered a blow when Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association said it will shutter its power plant and coal mine in Nucla. Corum hopes Paradox Ventures will have a wide-reaching scope of economic improvement.
Well, there's a location in Nucla, there's a location in Naterita, there's a location at Montrose, and we're also working with another farmer in the Olathe area.
And talk about the economic impact there in western Montrose County. How do you think this is going to affect the economy?
Well, you know, I think it will make a small effort. You know, as we develop it, maybe it get better, but it is not going to replace the loss of jobs from the pending closure of the nuclear power plant and the coal mine that is already closed and is in reclamation. It's not going to replace those nearly 100 jobs that are $1 million jobs. We know that, but we're working on several things to try to bring some economy into that area.
Do you hope that this is kind of a trendsetter in terms of maybe now there can be more large scale hemp operations on the Western Slope?
Well, I think that's the case. Frankly, we didn't go out and pursue a lot of people to try to grow for us because it's a learning process ourselves, and we would rather be out there taking that risk rather than bringing someone else in it is learning right now. So I think it's an exciting opportunity, but I think in the next couple of years, I think it can probably be very lucrative for a large number of growers.
And stay tuned to KVNF for Monday's regional newscast, which will feature more of our interview with Senator Corum. As hot and dry conditions continue across Colorado, the Denver Post reports that several wildfires are blazing across the state. Firefighting crews are stretched thin, and the fires have created air quality issues in multiple areas. Yesterday, smoke from the fires prompted the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to issue an air quality advisory for Eagle and Summit counties, as well as southern parts of Grand County. About 450 homes near Breckenridge remained evacuated yesterday as firefighters battled the Peak 2 fire. The town of Breckenridge and the Gold Hill subdivision remained on a pre-evacuation notice. In addition to the Peak 2 fire, other fires burning yesterday in Colorado included the Gutzler Fire in Eagle County, burning 14 miles southwest of Kremling. As of Wednesday afternoon, the fire had spread to 304 acres. The Grand Hogback Fire in Garfield County was about 50% contained since Tuesday and is considered under control. Crews were expected to leave the fire site yesterday. The Mill Creek Fire in Rout County was about 5% contained as of yesterday afternoon and had spread to about 452 acres. There was also a fire between Rout County Road 80 and Babson Road that firefighters worked to contain. The East Rim Fire, 10 miles northeast of Dove Creek in Dolores County, doubled in size and grew to 300 acres. The blaze was 3% contained as of Wednesday evening, with a crew of 51 firefighters working to suppress the fire. And the largest wildfire in the state, the Peekaboo Fire on remote land in northwest Colorado, grew to 4,200 acres. Firefighters believe the blaze was sparked by lightning. The fire is 50 miles west of Craig on Bureau of Land Management property. No structures are threatened, but the fire is burning a few miles north of three ranches and a wildlife refuge. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.